My precious family, this message is mostly for the community, but I know that many of you feel a part of us, even though you are not here. You want to live a simple life, pleasing to the Lord. For us Franciscans, it is holy evangelical poverty, living as close as is possible to the first century ideal, the way Jesus and the first apostles lived, so we can be free to follow Jesus without worldly concerns dragging us back. One who serves in the military does not concern himself with civilian issues. Rather, they keep themselves free to act on behalf of the nation. So it is with us as the Lord's brides. We are betrothed to him and therefore wish to involve ourselves only in his business. Lord, I thank you for sending Mother Elizabeth and Mother Elisha to me because their hearts recognize that the community needs to grow in holiness and abstinence. And I want to mention to you all that I do not believe I am going to be here much longer with you. I'm passing on my authority to Mother Elizabeth, who is 10 times more capable of handling anything that will come up during the tribulation than I am. You all know I am riddled with faults and shortcomings, so I do not say this lightly. She will be the one God has chosen to lead this community. She hears clearly from the Lord and is very seasoned in the ways of love. Truly a godsend. Mother Elisha also has the same gifts, but we are expecting her to leave for Ghana sometime soon to begin a work there among the orphans and the poor. So this is what the two sisters brought to me today, asking for reform because they have felt there are too many excesses and we need to scale back. The Lord has been saying the very same thing to me, so I'm addressing this now and asking for his wisdom. Jesus began, "Be together, share, look after one another, keep it simple. There is no place in a religious community that professes to live by the Spirit for these kinds of foods. And yes, buy an oven. That's one thing we don't have is a large oven, so we have to get a stove for the commons. The idea that needs support," he continued, "is togetherness. Bringing everyone onto the same page in agreement of what is appropriate and what is not. Sugary cereals are not only expensive, but very bad for your bodies. Sodas and salty food also are bad. Claire, you have learned to make popcorn when you are needing salt. That is a much better alternative, even with brewer's yeast sprinkled on it. They need to understand that the world as we know it is going to change, and you have to find substitutes, simple ones, to replace highly processed foods, which in fact are poisonous and cause mental handicaps and restlessness. My people, you are living far away from the ideal of a deeply committed Christian. I do not expect you to live like St. Francis, but I do expect you to shun the world's delicacies and cleave to Lady Poverty. Your diets are all topsy-turvy and for the most part very unhealthy. It is not easy to change overnight, so I'm asking you to begin now to reform your taste preferences, to live a life more in keeping with the gospel ideal of evangelical poverty. Simple foods, prepared simply, are best. Fresh vegetables, simple meats, chicken, tofu for others who do not want to eat meat, whole grain breads, honey, simple fruit spreads. In short, dear ones, you resemble the world in what you eat, and I cannot bless this community the way I want to, because of your worldly appetites. They are seriously detracting from your spiritual lives." And here I just want to mention that we have a few newcomers who are not used to that kind of lifestyle. And we've been trying to take things slowly for their sakes. But now the Lord is asking for a stricter standard. He continued, "You don't need jewelry unless it is sacramental. You don't need styled hair. These are the things the world runs after, and they will weigh you down in your flight to heaven. By that I mean they will hold you back from the life of holiness I'm calling you to. There is altogether too much possessiveness when it comes to belongings. This community should be a model fashioned after the second chapter of Acts in the Bible, where all share what they have in common. To be overly attached to what is yours is to set yourself apart from the covenant of brotherhood and to violate brotherly love. Share freely what you have and take absolute care of those things you borrow from one another. Never be lazy or careless with things shared among members in the community. Look to the needs of others, and if there's a way to relieve their needs, and it is in your power, don't wait to be asked. Rather, with a good heart, offer what you have to relieve their need. Look out after one another. Do not be territorial or possessive. This attitude stems from the devil's influence in your lives. Give until it hurts if you must. But on the other hand, do not ask from another what is needed for their well-being unless it is an absolute crisis." And here I just cut in and said, "Lord, some have come from families where they had to fight and scrap for the things they wanted." Jesus continued, "And that's precisely what I do not want to see here. Love your brother as you love yourself. Do not withhold good from them when it's in your power to act. Do you not know that I'm looking after you in my loving providence? If it is necessary to you, I will provide it, unless I am asking a sacrifice of you, in which case it is always easier on you when you offer it freely, not clutching and hoarding, but with an open hand sharing. My dear ones, this is a community of brides. You are one family, and as such are bound to look to one another's needs and not claim your own personal rights. In the world you did such things, but you have left the world behind to follow me. You should excel Mother Claire in your abstinences because she is older and has other crosses to carry. Try to understand the more you have, the more it owns you, the less time you have for me. I want you to live a minimalist life, to follow me wholeheartedly, without the encumbrances of worldly fashions and ways. Be beautiful from the inside out, not adorning yourself with sumptuous hairstyles that speak of palaces and grandeur. Rather, simple poverty that speaks of the little one from nowhere, having no beauty in their outward appearance to attract the attention of the world, but modesty that bespeaks holiness. You all have a ways to go in reaching this goal, my brides. Come now, did I not speak of purifying your bridal garments, making ready for your king's arrival? Practice these things now, and in heaven your true glory will shine and be an inspiration to those who are still attached to the world when you return with me to rule and reign. Live simply. Love one another deeply and from the heart. Live for others, not for yourself, and you will have peace and deeper fellowship with me. The more empty you are of the world and all its ways, the more I can fill you with my grace. Do not look to others to tell you these things. I am already speaking to your heart. Therefore, live your lives from the heart and bring me glory. Remember that your emptiness of the world's treasures is your invitation to me to fill you and I will fill you with the choicest gifts, not of this world, but of the spiritual world and heaven.